The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, so again, a warm welcome. And one thing I wanted to talk about is about... Sorry, my phone was ringing. I'm waiting for it to be quiet. To talk about, as both Nikki and I have mentioned, that we're kind of doing the Brahma Viharas, like kind of these concentric circles. And we're going to linger here even a little bit longer with loving kindness for oneself. This is such a rich topic. There's so many different ways to think about it or talk about it or, I don't know, do something with it. But I think we'll talk about this at least one more time. I'm not sure what Nikki will do tomorrow, but I wanted to say a few more words about it. And one is, I'm going to read this very short poem that is very touching for me. I think that it's... sometimes poems say things in a way, right, that kind of gets to the heart of it, but using metaphor at the same time. So this poem is called Scale, and it's by Rosemary Traumer. And she wrote this, some of you know that I'm a fan of Rosemary Traumer. She wrote this on January 8th, so 6 days ago. The heart is perhaps more bonsai than redwood. Constrained by the size of its container, still it branches, it grows, learns to thrive inside. No less remarkable, no less evergreen. Kind of like this idea of comparing a bonsai and a redwood tree, or kind of these two ends of the spectrum. Maybe I'll read this one more time. It's called Scale by Rosemary Traumer. The heart is perhaps more bonsai than redwood, constrained by the size of its container. Still, it branches, it grows, learns to thrive inside. No less remarkable, no less evergreen. It might be that we find that our heart feels like it's in a small container, that it's constrained, maybe in certain directions or in certain ways. And maybe sometimes it feels like it is a redwood that's big and majestic and really steady. And sometimes, not all the time and not for everybody, but sometimes maybe it feels like it's easier to have a heart that's like a redwood for other people, or certain other people at least. And maybe for ourselves, it feels like a little bit more constrained, like the container is a little bit smaller somehow. So part of loving kindness practice is a way in which we can grow the container. We increase our capacity. We just allow the fullness of loving kindness to grow, to get as big as it would like. So that's something I want to talk about a little bit today, is that, you know, often when I'm teaching loving kindness, I'm using the same phrases for other people and for ourselves, but just changing the pronoun. What if one way to kind of increase our container, increase our capacity of loving kindness for ourselves, if we used those exact words that we feel like we want to hear, that would be nice to hear, that aren't in some formal meditation vernacular, or it's not too contrived, but maybe it's something like, it's okay, or you could even say your own name. Just hang in there, Susie Q. I made up this name, of course. Or what would you say to your closest friend, what would you say to somebody that you really care about and you just want to send some warmth to them? If you were just casually speaking, if you're on a Zoom meeting, you're on a phone, what kind of language would you use? So this might be some way in which we can have their little bonsai that sometimes, but bonsais are, right, they're no less remarkable and no less evergreen. So whatever way we find the loving kindness for ourselves is a beautiful thing. It's a wonderful thing. But maybe the invitation is just to notice if sometimes it feels like a redwood tree, really big, majestic for others, and feels like something else for ourselves. And is there a way in which we can treat ourselves like we would treat others, or we would like others to treat us? And one way to do that is with the language we use. So the invitation here is to find your own way with this, maybe experiment, play, or just do the usual phrases. Maybe that works for you. Maybe there's something about the familiarity and the rhythm that feels comfortable. So just an encouragement first to notice if there is a little difference between loving kindness we're going to do for the lovable being and for oneself. And if there is, maybe playing with language is a way that can help with that. Something to explore. Okay. So with that as an introduction, we can take an alert, upright posture. And taking a moment to settle in and to feel ourselves sitting here. So perhaps feeling the sensations of sitting, the sensations of touching the floor with the feet and legs. The sensations of touching the chair or cushion. Sensations on the backside, on the back. And just bringing an aliveness of attention, mindfulness to the body. Into the bodily experience in this way that we inhabit the body with presence, with aliveness. And just tuned in to the body in the way it feels right now. Maybe feeling into the face, place where we often hold tension. The eyes, the jaw, you might notice there's some holding, some tension. There might be a possibility of relaxing, releasing the shoulders, the chest. And the belly. It's okay if the tension doesn't go, just whatever's possible to soften or relax right now. Can we do this with some warmth and care? Allowing the attention to rest on the sensations of breathing. And can we set the direction of our time together, set the direction of kindness and warmth? Including when we discover our mind is lost in thought. The way that we simply begin again with the sensations of breathing. Can we do that with warmth and care? And then to begin our loving kindness practice, we'll start where it's easy. Bring into mind a lovable being, somebody that your heart smiles. Maybe there's a literal smile. You bring this being to mind. Might be imaginary. Kittens, puppies, babies. Might be somebody you know. And somebody that you know about, who's inspired you or touched you in some way, but you don't have a relationship with them. You connect with this lovable being in a way that has warmth, if that's available, but a way that's with a certain amount of connection, but without a struggle or strain. So a little bit of effort, but easeful effort. There might be some bodily sensations of warmth or openness. spaciousness. If so, can you allow those feelings to be a support? And then to support our intention to be cultivating loving kindness, we can say these phrases. And again, you're welcome to modify them or change them. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. What would it be like if we use this plant analogy and the idea of this loving kindness really blossoming or blooming, growing? And filling its container. Maybe there is no container. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And then to expand on this, to build on this, we'll do loving kindness for ourselves. Some people to imagine a younger version of themselves when they were a child. Some people to do the felt sense of what it's like right now to be sitting here. Some people have a photograph that captured a moment that they like to connect with. Whatever it might be. And feel into the warmth, kindness, good-heartedness towards oneself, towards ourselves. I spoke earlier about trying different phrases. No requirement. If you'd like, just stay with the usual phrases. Or maybe you could try more colloquial language or relaxed language. Say to yourself, it's okay, sweetie. Yes. I love you. The heart is perhaps more bonsai than redwood. constrained by the size of its container. Still, it branches, it grows, learns to thrive inside. No less remarkable, no less evergreen. However your heart is, can we appreciate it? You're doing great. I love you. It's okay, sweetie. Is there some phrase that would be helpful for you, supportive for you? Or just nice to hear? You don't have to wait for others to say these things to us. We can say them to ourselves. Can we have kindness and warmth towards whatever our experience might be right now? Maybe we don't feel anything in particular. That's okay. maybe we've decided to just stay with the lovable being. That's okay. Maybe we like the traditional phrases. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. And then to end this meditation, feel your feet on the ground. Feel the chair or cushion against your body. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. So this idea of loving kindness for oneself and maybe playing around with the language. And maybe not too, right? Maybe there's something about, you know, just the classical way that maybe perhaps you've learned it, kind of like dropping into that familiarity. Or maybe there's a way in which using some more familiar language, less stilted, less contrived, speaks a little bit deeper or something like this. I just offer this something to experiment and explore If you find that having loving kindness for yourself needs a little support, and one way is maybe to consider how you would like to be spoken to, or perhaps how others do speak to you or have spoken to you about love or loving you or something like that. So now I'd like to put you into some small groups where you can talk about this idea of loving kindness for oneself and maybe bonsais and redwood trees with this poem. And maybe there doesn't need to be a distinction between bonsais and redwood trees. Maybe there's beautiful beauty and grace and just something fantastic with whatever way, the shape or size of the container it takes. So maybe about 13 minutes. And we'll go in numerical order by the last digit of your phone number. And we'll say that 0 is before 1. And then if two of you have the same last digit, you can do the second to last digit. You can use that as the tiebreaker, as a way. And it's nice if person doesn't like speak nonstop for a long time, and then there's very little time left for others. It's nice instead if there can be just say a little bit, and then it goes to the next person, and then the next person, the next person that comes around. There'll be 3 or 4 of you in the group. And let's see here. To make some adjustments here. Okay, so there'll be 3 or 4 of you in a group, and have fun. Okay, so welcome back. Does anybody have some comments or questions or something they'd like to share? Okay, you don't have to. Yes, Pamela.
I have found it helpful to phrase things directly towards what needed support. And I really appreciate you bringing that up. It has been a huge help in the past.
The words to be,
and, maybe hug myself and, just do that nurturing and just go right in on whatever it is. Yeah.
Thank you
for that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you for mentioning kind of like hugging yourself, or sometimes people put a hand in their heart or something like that. These gestures and these movements and the just feeling the pressure against oneself can be really helpful. Thank you for mentioning that, Pamela. Thank you. Anybody else have a comment?
I was a little conflicted about the poem. I thought the imagery of it was beautiful, and to recognize a smaller being that is just as great as a larger being. But I do bonsai plants, and it's a very artificial and very controlled growth by something other than controlled by itself. And so when I think of metta, I think it is especially towards yourself, is a sort of to allow yourself to be more free, to be yourself, and to help others be free. And when I think of a bonsai plant, it's very much not free to grow as it pleases. And so I was a little conflicted about that poem.
Thank you, Nancy. All I know about bonsai is they're smaller trees in little pots. That was really helpful. Yeah, okay, that helps that I could makes perfect sense that you would have that too, response. Thank you. Thank you, Nancy. Barry.
Yeah, so I wanted to comment on the poem as well. It didn't work for me as when I used it as a analogy for my heart, but it worked very well. And when I use it as an analogy for my mind, I saw the bonsai as my egotistic, ordinary mind, and I saw the redwood as my boundless awareness. I think part of it is I am still learning the heart meditations. I feel like I have a ways to go with that, but with my mind, that poem worked quite well.
Oh, thank you, Barry. That's very nice. Yeah, sometimes we can feel like, you know, our mind is constricted or really small. Yeah, that's very nice. Thank you, Barry. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, that's part of the fun, at least I think it is, for poetry, is that, you know, we can find our way with it. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But I kind of like the ambiguity of it, that we can work with it or find our way. And if it doesn't work, that's okay too. So I want to respect everybody's time. It's 1 minute past the hour here, but just appreciate practicing with you all and exploring these topics of loving kindness in so many different ways. It's a beautiful thing we're doing together, and this is just what the world needs. The world needs all kinds of loving kindness, whether it's small little plants or big giant trees, whatever form it might be. So maybe we can unmute ourselves and say goodbye.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks. Good night, everybody.
Bye. 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 Bye.